Hello and welcome to the FIU CAPS podcast. This is MJ Rendon. Today we're here with Vania Macrohon, who's a victim advocate at the FIU Victim Empowerment Program. Vania will speak today about healthy and unhealthy relationships. Vania, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me here.
To start with, how can we identify when we are in an unhealthy relationship?
Okay. One of the things that we'd see is social isolation. For example, if you find that your partner starts to tell you who you can talk to and who you can't talk to, and is always checking when you're going onto the internet, what you're posting, what you're reading, who is making contact with you. Sometimes you will find that your partner may become very jealous and will use jealousy as an excuse for acting this way. As that progresses, another thing that we find is emotional abuse. Emotional abuse is kind of difficult to pinpoint because sometimes you feel really guilty and you tend to blame yourself about it, but you feel that oftentimes your partner will humiliate you or make fun of you, will call you names. Sometimes your partner will even humiliate you in front of your friends, where you begin to feel afraid that he or she may say something in front of others that will make you embarrassed. A lot of times, if you find yourself trying to confront your partner with these things, you'll find that your partner will blame you and it'll make you feel guilty that you are even approaching them about that. Finally, one of the other things that we see is the beginning of coercion and threats. You may start to notice that your partner begins to get very angry, may throw things or yell, lose their temper an awful lot. At times, they may threaten to leave you or even to put you out there to your family and friends. Sometimes if you say that what is happening to you is illegal or inappropriate, they will try to find ways to convince you that if you were to report it, that you would be the one that would be getting in trouble.
Now, what are some healthy ways of addressing conflicts in relationships?
I'm glad that you asked that question, MJ, because all relationships have conflict and all relationships have disagreement. A healthy relationship will use a lot of listening skills where you will learn to not be judgmental, but to accept one another's differences. Understanding where your partner comes from, why they sometimes act or behave a certain way, and trying to find solutions for that. Another thing that is really important is valuing each other's opinion. You don't necessarily have to agree in order to respect that each other has different opinions. As your relationship moves along, you find that those differences kind of need to change a little bit. So you might have to find a common ground and being willing to compromise so that you can both find activities and things that you enjoy to do together.
I can imagine that most people realize that this is the route that we have to take to keep our healthy relationships, but in practice, it's more difficult to apply it. If we have students here at FIU who identify that they might be having unhealthy relationships, what can they do?
They can come to the Victim Empowerment Program. We provide consultation, counseling, and advocacy for those persons that are involved in a relationship where they need to seek safety. Other services are available through CAPS for couples that feel that their relationship could use some healthy skills.
Our time for today is up. Thank you so much for being with us today and talking to us about healthy and unhealthy relationships and also about the Victim Empowerment Program.
Thank you for having me, MJ.
Visit us at caps.fiu.edu for more podcasts on mental health topics and the services CAPS provides. Thank you for listening.